Today I would like to speak to you about sins of the tongue. Sins of the tongue are very common. We all commit them every day. And it is necessary from time to time to receive a reminder concerning these things. The first way in which to sin by the tongue is by useless words. Idle conversation. These are words which have no use either for the glory of God or for the advantage of our neighbor or ourselves. This is the idle chatter that we hear every day, either from our own lips or from others. Things that need not be said. This is the talk of loquacious people who say things just to talk and just to hear themselves speaking. They enjoy that very much, to hear themselves speaking. And I remind you that our Lord said that idle words will be punished. They are not mortal sins. It would be very hard to speak so much that it would be a mortal sin. But it is a venial sin and is rooted in pride. Excessive talkativeness is rooted in pride. The second way is by jocose words. Joking and laughter is a necessary part of human life, and it is good. It alleviates the tension of the mind and the sadness that often comes to us from the burdens of this life. And if you did not occasionally laugh and joke, you would sin by an excessive melancholy, causing sadness to others. But like all good things, there can be too much. And in our society, it is seen as a great virtue to be constantly smiling and laughing and joking. And we must avoid that, for it is a distraction from the purpose of our existence. A man who is always joking about everything and takes nothing seriously is a man whose heart is fixed on this world and who purposely wants to be distracted from the very serious things that should be on his mind. The Catholic's demeanor should always be grave in this sense, that he must never lose sight, even in his recreations and his jokes, of the glory of God, the necessity to go to heaven and to avoid hell, his future judgment, the temptations of this world. These are the things that must dominate our minds. The perfection of the spiritual life consists in always thinking about God. And when a man has God on his mind, he is never going to let jokes and recreation run away with him. The thought of God gives interior joy. And the contemplation of God ultimately gives ecstasy. And when someone is in ecstasy, they do not joke. This is true also of children. Children must have their play, and they should play. That is their calling in life to a certain extent, is to play. And they should not be deprived of their time of play. But parents must make sure that they gradually draw them up to seriousness. And as they grow older, to bring them to a contemplation and an awareness of serious things. There is an immaturity in young adults today that is not good. And I think it is because parents have not placed serious things on the minds of their children as they came, especially through their teen years. That is when they should understand more than ever the necessity to lead a good and holy life, when they should understand the necessity of having to work for a living and be responsible for their actions. But if parents constantly hand them things and constantly let them play, especially during their teenage years, just play and play and play, which sometimes goes into serious misbehavior, they arrive at age 21 or even age 25 without any idea of supporting themselves and any idea of what life is all about. And they seek escapes from responsibility, either in going and playing, or perhaps in drinking, or in some sort of distraction. If a man arrives at age 25 and he's still a child, there is very little hope that he is ever going to be anything else but a child his whole life. And the fault lies with the parents. Maturity, when we say a young man or a young woman is mature, it is because they have serious things on their minds. Primarily, eternal salvation. Secondarily, the necessary things of this life, that they are responsible to others for what they do. They must produce. And if they don't, they go hungry. So I recommend to parents, especially of young children and teenage children, that you draw them closer and closer to maturity and not let them constantly be children due to an excess of playing and joking. And because joking tends to be open-ended and also tends to be a vehicle for gaining attention, it often leads to immodest comments, impure comments, and hurtful comments. The jokester will often look for anyone to be his victim in order to gain laughs, and he sins. Another way of sinning by your tongue is by vain words, which is to brag about oneself. As a general principle, you should never talk about yourself. Only exceptionally should you talk about yourself if you have a serious reason to do so. But as the general rule, you should keep silent about yourself. Ordinarily, when you talk about yourself, you are very boring. And people merely put up with you as you are speaking in their charity and feel sorry for you because your vanity and pride comes through in your constant speaking about yourself. You should be embarrassed to talk about yourself. You should also understand that the daily activities of your life are usually not very interesting at all. And you should keep silent about them. You should keep silent about whatever talents or gifts God has given you. You should also not talk about your health or your lack of health. That is also a way of gaining attention. If you have a health problem, be reluctant to speak about it. Do not give somebody a one-hour blow-by-blow description of what happened to you in the hospital. People are not interested in hearing every detail. They want to know that you're well, that everything went well, but it's a form of attention getting and bragging to be constantly talking about your ailments. Just say, "I'm fine," or "I'm not feeling too well." And if someone presses you about details, well, yes, speak about them. But always be reluctant to burden people with things about yourself. And if you talk about your virtues, you destroy all the merit for your virtue. Our Lord said that to the Pharisees, that their reward is in this world. Then there is detraction and calumny. Detraction is the telling of the secret faults of another without a serious reason. And it is a sin. It is very often a mortal sin. If you know some serious fault about another, you must be very circumspect about telling it. You must think before you talk. And ask yourself, do I have a serious reason for saying this? If you do not, you must remain silent. And if you divulge something simply for the sake of the relish of gossip, and it is a serious secret fault of another, you commit a mortal sin. Very few people realize that. This is the usual form of gossip. Gossip starts not in the tongue, but in the heart, where a person has an appetite for the dirt of others. It is a bizarre and ugly trait of human beings to delight in hearing about the dirt of others. And they go around seeking this information. And they enjoy it when it comes. It is a form of pride. For they feel that they have a certain part in everyone's affairs, a certain control, because they know everyone's problems. And then, almost like alcoholics, are unable to keep it to themselves, and they get on the phone and tell the whole world, all of their other gossiping friends, about what they've learned. These gossips are a liability. They are a liability to a family where they cause many problems by tale-bearing and enmities. They are a liability to business where they cause strife in the office, to churches, to schools, to communities. You can cause grave damage with your tongue. Grave lack of charity. Blessed is the man that knows how to keep silent. calumny, which also is very often a part of gossip, is telling something false about another. And it's even worse than detraction. It often happens by the exaggeration of a detraction. Exaggeration is lying. It is the fabrication of something. Now, when you confess detraction, the priest will say that you have the obligation of going and building up the reputation of the person which you have destroyed. When you calumniate, when you tell lies, the priest will tell you that you have to go back and declare that you lied about somebody and then state what the truth is. Both detraction and calumny are a form of stealing, and they demand restitution. You cannot simply forget about detraction and calumny. And you should be careful, because sometimes the penances become very difficult to put into effect. To have to go back to friends and be embarrassed and say, well, I lied. Those things are not taken care of simply by a few Hail Marys. Another way to sin by the tongue is by impure words. Now, distinguish impure words from vulgar words. To use vulgar language when you're angry is bad. But it's almost always a venial sin. That is, to use words that refer to something ordinarily unmentionable that is disgusting, but which is not impure. Impure language is much worse and is often mortal sin, because it causes, at times, serious temptation in the mind of the listener. If you punctuate your conversation with impure words, or even worse, examples and references to impure things to illustrate your point, you are committing a mortal sin. Saint John Chrysostom said, "The mouth of the man that utters impure words resembles an open grave that contains the rottenness of dead man's bones. The stench which proceeds from a grave full of corpses causes deadly disease to those who are exposed to it. Filthy discourses cause the death of the soul." And our blessed Lord said, "Out of the abundance of the heart a man speaketh." And if you have on your tongue dirty words, as a general rule, or if dirt comes to your mind, as a general thing, and you do not do anything about it, it means that your heart is set on impurity. And such a heart cannot hope to go to heaven. Take seriously, during this season of Advent, these admonitions concerning sins of the tongue. And do not think of them as mere trifling sins. For St. James says, "If any man think himself to be religious, not bridling his tongue, this man's religion is vain." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.